Vincent by Muriel Hebert. Vincent wasn't his real name, but it was a good enough name to call him. And I saw him first when he took the young girl's hand and led her away, and I thought, that's odd. But I had shopping to do, and I didn't think any more of it until that night when I heard the Amber Alert. And I realized Vincent had no legs and no soul, and no boots for his stumps, and couldn't have led anybody anywhere. I saw him the second time at my mother's funeral, and he stood at the graveside, head bowed, tears streaming. But I looked hard enough and realized Vincent had legs now, but no arms, and still no soul, and no gloves for his frostbitten fingers. And when I reached out for him, he disappeared. So I figured he was a ghost, but ghosts don't bring flowers to funerals, at least not that I know of. Then there was the shooting at the mall, and on the news I swore I spotted Vincent in the crowd wearing a blue beanie. But it could have been my imagination because his head was gone, and there was only that beanie bobbing up and down. But he had arms and legs, and I wasn't sure, but I thought he might have grown a soul, although that could have just been a shadow. Last night he came to my back porch, and he seemed mostly whole, but when I opened the door he disappeared, just like he'd done at my mother's funeral. And on the doorstep was a frog. So I brought the frog into the kitchen and asked it who the man was, but the frog just looked at me, and I didn't know if that was a sign, but I bought an aquarium just in case. Now I wait for Vincent to come back, and it's just me on my porch in my rocker, with my frog beside me and a pair of gloves and boots and a warm cup of tea, in case Vincent's cold and has arms and legs and a soul. And I still don't know if he's a ghost, or a harbinger of doom, or death, or maybe an angel. But any which way, I'll greet him as Vincent, because it's a good enough name to call him.